Proclamation number 5248 of 1st of November, 1951. Grace of Inner Enlightenment. The grace of inner enlightenment will be granted to all those who intimately unite with me and approach me for pure truth. First of all, this requires the human being's will and desire for truth, which, however, only very few can muster. If this will and desire for truth were more present amongst people, then the spiritual development would truly be different, because the right realization would be widely spread through the agreement of the thoughts of all who are of enlightened spirit. The realization of truth would also result in strong faith, and an effect of love would already be noticeable when the bond with me is established. Otherwise, the desire for truth would not have awakened, for a person without love has no interest in truth. Thus one thing comes out of the other. I myself must be acknowledged for the first time, thus faith in me must be present. This is also connected with the belief that Roman One, as the most perfect and most powerful being, know everything and can do everything. Thus I can also transfer knowledge to a person, and therefore in this belief he asks me to enlighten his spirit. Admittedly, he first means his intellect that I should give him clarity, and to a certain extent I certainly also enlighten his thinking, yet it is always the spirit from me which also influences his intellect. Because without my spirit the intellect cannot impart what it does not possess itself. But if a person asks for something from his friend, he will also comply with his friend's will in order to make him inclined, or also in order to express his love and gratitude to him. Thus the human being will also endeavor to please me and prove this through his way of life. He will give love himself because he feels love for me, which also prompts his request for enlightenment of spirit. It is not possible to think of one without the other, for this is also governed by a law which may not be overturned. Nevertheless, man still has a second possibility. He can also receive the right knowledge from outside, through my messengers or through scriptures. Admittedly, it still remains dead knowledge for him, which is only received by the intellect, until he fulfills these very conditions himself: faith in me, love and desire for truth. But he can be mentally stimulated by this dead knowledge and make a cognitive effort to be active in love. He can want to believe, even if only tentatively, and strive to do what is right. And knowledge will gain life in him, it will make him happy, my spirit will start to work in him and he will find his way to me, driven by his heart, not by his intellect. He has made use of the opportunity and has just come to the right wisdom again through faith in me, through loving activity and desire for truth. Otherwise he would not have allowed himself to be tied down by such problems which have now been properly solved. I let myself be found by anyone who earnestly seeks me. Therefore only the will is necessary which is to turn towards me, the being which every human being well suspects but which not everyone wants to acknowledge. Yet as long as he consciously turns away from me, I cannot influence him to change him compulsorily. He must come to me of his own accord. Then he will receive everything he desires, for I truly act like a father towards my living creations whom I want to transform into my children, and I will not deny anyone anything which could help him achieve this. For I love them and also want to see my love reciprocated. Amen.